Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Buddhism Board Heroes on Tuesday, the 5th of May, here on Share Talk. Starting off with Anglo African Oil and Gas, a stock which I wasn't expecting to cover again, largely on the basis that I wasn't expecting it to still be on the listed on the stock market, but here it is. And an end of day close above that March intraday peak at 0.3 pence. Could be the trigger for a move towards the top of a rising trend channel from January, as high as 0.6 pence. Let's see if the current bull market conditions that we have are able to propel the shares up to that particular milestone. A stock which I've covered a few times before and looks rather encouraging at the moment is Armadale Capital. Here we've broken that line of resistance from the beginning of January, and also the rising 200-day moving average at 2.42 pence. While we're above that particular combo, looking for a target here at the December resistance line projection up to 4.5 pence. One suspects that the shares are going into a golden cross where the 50-day moving average crosses above a rising 200-day line. And typically the strongest part in the technical cycle is the run-up to such a move, so that the couple of weeks before that actually happens, which is where Armadale Capital is at the moment. On to Cobra, which has behaved rather well as far as the upside scenario is concerned. The buy signal was the break of that resistance line from February and the 50-day moving average around 1.25 pence. That time we were looking for a retest of February resistance around 2 pence, but the shares have actually given us a pleasant surprise, or at least if you're a bull, it's given you a pleasant surprise. Current situation is that we're probably looking at a best-case scenario target on the upside now up to 4.5 pence, and that's valid while we remain above the late February peak at 2.29 pence. So let's see how the shares behave over the near term. On to Columbus Energy here. We've got a similar pattern here to the one that we saw at Armadale Capital, i.e. breaking a line of resistance and the 50-day moving average. In this case, the situation or the assumption now to make is that at least while we're above the 50-day line at 1.56, and especially while we remain above 2 pence, which is today's intraday low, we could see a significant move to the upside, probably as high as 4 pence, which would be the top of a rising trend channel from the end of November, which I am drawing at the moment. Initial target there, obviously, the 200-day line, but the real kicker would be a move back to 4 pence from current levels. I did notice Itaconics yesterday as a riser, but looking at the chart, it hadn't actually broken out yet today. Obviously, it has broken out with a very strong, long green candle gapping through the 50-day moving average as well, which is one of the favoured signals here on the Bulletin Board Heroes. The gap higher also completes an island reversal, a bear trap island reversal as well for the shares. So it's a full turnaround, so it's a handbrake turn, one could say. Current situation is that at least with an end of day close back above old support on the way down at 1.1 pence, which is highly likely, we could hit as high as 2.4 pence, which is that November resistance line projection, and probably much higher actually, given the fact that we've had that sharp turnaround for the stock. Marichal is next, and here we see that after a bit of jiggery pokery, we had a false break of the it's not exactly a false break, we had a break of that line of resistance from November around 0.8, then came back to test it, and lots of movement either side of the 50 and 200 day lines. But if you manage to survive the bucking bronco maneuvers, the situation now is that while we're above the 0.9 pence area, the initial April resistance, the upside here could be up to 1.6 pence, which would be the top of a rising trend channel from November for Marichal Capital shares. Onto a stock which is doing rather well, largely because I read on Twitter that it's got a 6% holding in Cobra. The situation is that we've got a nice W-shaped neckline break, W-shaped reversal neckline break, with the number there being at 0.55, 5 pence above 0.55. Looking for a third time lucky in terms of breaking the 1 pence to 1.1 pence resistance for the shares, which has been in place since the latter part of November. Best case scenario target probably up to 1.3 pence, which would be the top of this rising, top of this broadening triangle that I'm drawing at the moment. So above 0.55 up to 1.3 on this occasion. Another stock which I'm glad to see is doing well, I've talked about before is Panther Metals. Here we've had a nice solid break over the last week or so of this 50-day moving average at 2.64, as well as the earlier triangle break of the February resistance line at 2 pence. Upside here now towards the top of the rising trend channel, as high as 6.5 pence over the next month or so. Maybe best case scenario obviously would be retesting the highs since the shares came to market up to 9 pence. So 6 and then 9 for Panther Metals. Finishing off with yet another oiler on the way back, which is Providence. Here we've broken former support on the way down and recent April resistance at 2.5 pence. While we remain above that, we're looking for a target up to the top of a broadening triangle from October as high as 5.5 pence. That's it for the normal bulletin board heroes, but I will be doing a recording a little bit later just to cover the pharma stocks, the small cap pharma stocks, which some people may be enjoying and others may be feeling slightly high and dry in terms of their entry positions, but look out for that a bit later.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.